Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. This is Nick Good here, Superhero Team, broadcasting all over the world with our dear sister Ariel. Are you there, Ariel?
Hello there, brother. Can you hear me okay?
Hello, yeah, yes. Loud and clear, loud and clear. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. In Kauai, so it's nice to be back here for a little bit.
Are you in Kauai?
We are, yes. We're here for a little few weeks.
Right. Okay. Fascinating. Well done.
Yes. And how are you doing, brother?
Yeah, doing great things. Very, very well. Yeah, feeling awesome. Looking forward to the call. Would you love to lead us into a little preparation?
Sure, love to. Okay, so we'll just start by taking a few really deep, relaxing breaths. Just the deepest breath you've taken today, just really bringing your body into a relaxed and centered and easy place. And on each exhale, just feeling yourself completely relax and melt into the moment. Just letting everything from the past be 1,000 years ago, even whatever happened 5 minutes ago. And letting whatever is in the future be 1,000 years in the future. So it's just you here, present, available to connect with the divine. So just breathe in that freedom and that relief of just letting everything go. And bringing your mind to a stillness. And just starting to connect with the spiritual source. And just feeling that presence like a warm sun. The most beautiful, invisible, but most powerful sunlight, spiritual light, straight from the One, straight from God. And just drinking in the rays of this light, like you've been maybe really cold or something for a while, and you're just finally in this warm, beautiful, spiritual light. It's just filling you with peace. Filling you with bliss, filling you with love. Just finding that this light knows exactly where to fill you, and with your willingness, this light can just remove burden. The fire of love, a powerful union with the divine. So just breathing it in and just imagining that you just have 1 minute to take in all of the light and all of the spiritual charge that you can. Just for this next minute, if you had to refill yourself for a very long time. So just totally focused on absorbing the light, absorbing the power from God, from the One. Just feeling the light come deeply into your soul. Removing any dark corners and just filling your entire being with complete and total light, purity, and peace. And just enjoying the silence and the stillness that comes, even if there are noises around you, even noises, you are deep in the silence. And in the silence, we are renewed. Our natural spiritual home is silent. And so finding the silence in yourself and your connection to the divine is what gives you energy. We don't get energy for the soul from the earth, from food, from other people, anything. So just letting yourself be recharged and re-energized. And enjoying basking in the peace and just keeping this connection and enjoying this light and this peace throughout the entire call. So welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's here, everyone who's listening afterwards. It's wonderful to be here together.
Wonderful. Wonderful indeed. Great opportunity. Wonderful opportunity to supercharge, to hit the reset button, to go to the next level, consolidating deeper and rooting into our spiritual power, grounding into our spiritual nature, feeling the strength of that and the solidity of that. And I really want to encourage you on this call, every call that we do, to go deeper, to feel roots going down into your own spirit, so that you can live from a deeper ground of your being. Every time we do a call, you should be going deeper and deeper into yourselves. Never think that you've made it, that just because you're on superhero training, just because you signed up for superhero training, means you're in the comfort zone now. It's a time to turn up the heat right now. We're starting to move into 2017, and things are really going to get radical this year. There's going to be so many shockwaves going through the human civilization. People aren't going to know whether they're standing up or sitting down or upside down or what's going on. You wait and see. So we want to be making sure we're riding those waves into glory and not getting overwhelmed by them. And this is what happens. These waves are waves of opportunity. If we were living in a natural civilization, in a natural world, where everyone was aware of their spiritual nature and living a life according to that, where we had reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude towards each other, towards ourselves, and towards life, then these waves that come through would be lifting us up, and we'd be having wonderful, wonderful experiences. Absolutely wonderful, and our lives would be getting more and more wonderful, and the world would be getting more and more wonderful. But we're not living like that. We're living in an unnatural civilization with very little reverence for anything sacred in life, massive desecration going on left, right, and center, desecrating life, desecrating ourselves, desecrating each other. No respect for the real truth of life and the goodness in life and the real meaning and purpose of life. Very little respect for that. No humility, massive ego, arrogance everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And love is some twisted version of human expression that's reserved just for conditional relationships. As long as people do what we want them to do, we'll love them. Or if they're our family, we have to love them. And it's all bullshit. And gratitude. How many people got up this morning and said, thank you, 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 thank you. If you just did that all day, your life would be completely transformed. Gratitude is so extraordinarily powerful. But we hardly live in gratitude. We hardly live in it. We visit it sometimes under certain circumstances and situations. So guess what? We have to get slapped around by life to bring us into shape. And that's what's happening to us individually. That's what's happening to us as a collective. So superheroes, understand these things, focus on these things, and discipline themselves to live these things. And if you do that, then the waves that are coming through, you're going to be riding them. and it's going to be a dizzy, dizzy ride. Success, amazing upliftments, phenomenal levels of expression, new vistas of being, new experiences, mind-blowing, heart-opening, wonderful, 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 wonderful. Deepening peace, ever-deepening peace, ever-deepening peace. If you're not living them, then the only other option is to get walloped by the waves and get a really good slapping and pounded by them. And they're going to be coming closer and closer together. That's what's happening in 2017. Time and space is a spiraling phenomena, like a whirlpool or a galaxy or a universe is a spiraling phenomena. That is the nature of the electromagnetic energy dynamics or the flow of life through the electromagnetic energy spectrum. It has this spiraling spinning effect. And so do these time-space continuums exist as vortices in the river of life. And so we're in this whirling vortex of our reality, of this shared reality, this consensus reality we call life. This world, this human world, this human experience, this is all going on in a time-space continuum, a whirling vortex, not a straight line. It's a spinning, spiraling phenomena within the energy structure of manifest creation. And as we get closer and closer and closer to the center of the spiral, which is the end of the cycle, time exists in cycles, periods of time that are cyclic. And as we get closer and closer and closer to the center of the spiral, which is the end of a cycle, what happens is the waves that are coming through creation that are always coming through in order to uplift it for the benefit of consciousness, those waves get closer and closer together. And because they're being pressurized now, everything is being condensed. As we get closer and closer and closer in the time-space continuum, time seems to be speeding up. And there's this feeling of pressure that many people feel. They're under tremendous pressure in their lives. And, of course, the more body-conscious you are, the more you're locked up, trapped in your ego personality, the more you are trapped in space and time. And, indeed, space and time is being compressed, because we're getting closer and closer and closer to the epicenter of the spiral. So there's tremendous pressure, and these waves that are coming through closer and closer together now. So waves of immense magnitude that have the power to absolutely redefine the landscape of the human world and the whole universe, absolutely redefine it all. These waves are coming in, and we're feeling them. And they are for our upliftment, they're for our growth, they're for our expansion, they're for our unfolding of our gifts, they're for us to step into our power. They are absolutely benevolent and totally supportive of whatever line you are on. Like a surfer can surf a wave and surf along different lines of that wave, like these are like snaky lines. You go up and down, up and down, up and down on these lines. And some of them are in that snake. There's some fast sections where you can zoom along. It feels like you're going in a straight line for a moment. But this is the way you surf a wave, and these are the nature of waves. So there's different lines on the waves. Depending on which line you're riding, your destiny defines how fast you're going towards it. If you're riding a high line, living an empowered, disciplined, clean life, loving, grateful, reverence, respect, and humility, and you've got a foundation in your practice, and you're anchored in service, you're devoted to serving others as a lifestyle, it's your way of being, you're moving very, very quickly on a high line, and you'll experience that as success. As in every walk, every facet of your life, your virtues will become more and more and more obvious, and therefore you'll be able to handle more and more and more of your power, because you're a virtuous human being. Virtue is absolutely 100% connected to your fate. Absolutely. If you live a virtuous life, your fate is completely different to if you live whatever the opposite of virtuous is, unvirtuous. If you disrespect yourself and others, if you ignore the sacredness of your own inner nature, and you live without that reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude, you will suffer, 100% guaranteed. And the waves will take you down deeper into suffering. And the suffering is just a symptom of your own of the way you're living your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's a call for some kind of adjustment. Of course, there's karmic suffering that appears to be unfair, but nothing is unfair. Karma is a deep, 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 deep-seated law, and we're living in an eternal landscape. This is eternal life, and so we need to grow up and see things from that perspective and not get trapped into the little whinging, whining, ego victim mode. Stand tall and look ahead. Have those elevated levels of consciousness so that you can see the landscape that you're actually living in is an eternal one and not just this little, tiny little aspect we call the human reality. So that's the basic overview of what's going on, and it's going to be very, very intense this year, intensely good or the other way, depending on how you are living your life. So it's all up to you. It always was. It always will be. And virtue, discipline, reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. Reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. Discipline, discipline, discipline. And really go for it. Really, really, really go for it. Because this is a phenomenal year, a phenomenal opportunity. Things are really going to start getting real this year. Ariel, my darling.
Thank you, Nick. That was wonderful. Yeah, I love how you were connecting about the virtues that we all have. Because the more we emerge our natural goodness, and the only way we emerge that really is in our connection to the divine and in the superhero practices that you all are learning, bringing you closer to that being, bringing you closer to your true self. The wonderful news is that you don't have to create something out of nothing. You're not inventing virtues. You're not like you're just kind of creating them, but they're already inside of you. And it's a nice way to think about it. Rather than efforting, you're actually just reemerging a natural pattern, a natural way of being that's already within you. So this is really good news because you can really see it as a very natural process. And the only reason we're suffering is because we've emerged, our experience in life has emerged, these really negative, dysfunctional viruses, these faulty ways of being and acting in the world, in relationship and in our own lives. So there's such beauty inside of you, and there's such deep roots of truth. And you might even just practice and play around with remembering, re-experiencing what it was like for you to experience complete peace and complete purity and complete grace. What was it like for you to walk on the earth in a heavenly experience inside yourself? So just feeling the answers to these questions, because it's a very real experience that's inside of you. And the more you give attention to what is true and where you're going, what you're reemerging, the easier it is, and also the more you can maintain your happiness. Because if we don't stay in a soul-centered happiness, then life is very unpleasant, right? It's very depressing or frustrating, or these other energies we can get into. But the more you just focus on your soul-centered happiness, your joy, your bliss, your love, then you're going to bring that energy into your life, and you're going to actually create really nice experiences, and really nice things will happen. So it definitely is going to be, I think, quite a year. I think Nick said it well, that if we can just center ourselves consciously, connected with the divine, reemerging our natural traits, then it's really going to be a phenomenal year. It's like a wave of upliftment. And if you just stay on that wave of upliftment and you just keep staying centered in yourself, then you're going to have a remarkable time, you know, and staying focused on, rather than me, or my problems and so forth, staying focused on how can I serve this soul in front of me? You know, how can I just help or benefit each soul in front of me? How can I be an instrument to benefit them in some way, even if it's just thoughts in your mind? So just staying focused on helping, just staying focused on giving, and, you know, naturally reemerging your beautiful traits, and letting all the other garbage just go to the wayside, because it really is just garbage. It's not something you want to take with you. Yeah, not something you want to experience. So the more you just recognize and identify negative energy, if you're going into a negative energy like anger or greed or attachment, ego, love, right? All of these things are very important because they throw us off our soul-centered happiness. So the more you just identify, say, oh, it's that virus. I don't really want to go along with that, right? It's shifting your attention. How can I be of service? Yeah?
Sorry, yeah.
Is it?
Ariel, you're breaking up.
Okay.
Are you outside?
I am. I'll see if I can find a better spot. Was I breaking up the whole time?
No, just like sometimes, yeah, it's almost like the wind was blowing or something. You can hardly hear you.
Oh, thanks for telling me. Is that any better now?
Yeah. Were you moving or were you still?
I was still / moving around a little bit, trying to find a good spot. But I think up here is better. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Good. So good. So we're reemerging our virtues and our positive traits. That was the essence. So hopefully you guys heard that.
Why don't we have a little drop in? Lead us into a little drop in, baby.
Okay. So just taking a few deep breaths again. And just coming deeper and deeper into yourself, so much that it really doesn't matter what's going on in the external world, your external life, what's going on around you. Just letting yourself drop deeper and deeper and deeper into yourself. Almost like a coming home. So you just feel yourself arriving and becoming aware. As you're reclaiming your energy. Just reclaiming it back from anywhere else it's been. And as you do so, just starting to open your heart. And just start to let in, and literally an ocean of love that's just coming in and cleansing your heart. And as this ocean of love comes into your heart, it's literally just clearing away, forgiving, letting go, making peace with everything, everything, completely cleansing your heart entirely. I'm just feeling this beautiful love in your heart continue to flourish, continue to expand. Ocean of love coming into your heart. And as it does, just feeling yourself naturally in a place of love, in a place of unconditional love. And just feeling that forgiveness and love for everything, everything, everything in your life, everything going on in the world. And just letting that love flow and touch all the other souls. There's so many souls here. Just letting that love flow and touch them. Just the beautiful grace coming deep into your own soul. Just letting yourself be an instrument for that energy to go and touch and heal and bless others. And just enjoying the peace of being an instrument, the safety of being an instrument, as if you're just under a canopy of protection from the divine. Bringing in all of this light and all of this love into your heart. And then just letting it flow out. Letting it bring a beautiful peace into an atmosphere that's disturbed. And the atmosphere of the world is disturbed, stressed, distracted, fearful, angry. So just letting this love come and literally dissolve those unpleasant energies. So even that some souls can just feel that peace, just feel that love even for a moment. Just enjoying the experience. I'm curious to hear how you feel. So if you're on the line, and we'd love to talk to you, so go ahead and you can press star 2 and just share your experience, what's going on. Are you feeling that connection? What's working for you? So, and no need to be shy. It's a smaller call. So if you're on, oh, good. Okay. You're on the line. We should talk.
Hello.
Right. Hi, that's Michael, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Michael. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
I'm just pulling the car over. Okay. Yeah, so thank you, guys. I'm almost done with superhero training, and I'm feeling an urgency to have all the questions answered and to know exactly what I'm doing. So I have two questions. One is a sort of observation question. The other is just a very specific question. So firstly, I'm feeling that as sort of the commentary of my life falls away, that I'm able to walk in spirit, and I'm more able to function sort of in the flow of these, you know, positive adjectives that we work on.
Uh-huh.
And I just would like to hear, you know, sort of your understanding of walking in spirit. And then also as a continuation from a call we had a couple weeks ago about understanding or, you know, spiritual maturity. And we talked about you know, the Christ consciousness. And I was just wondering, how are we to understand the death of Christ and the rebirth of Christ?
Okay. Well, those are two. They're two big questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
So very simply, walking in spirit is extremely grounded in this world. It's not a floaty, moving out of the world thing. It's something you can do while you're driving your car, or while you're navigating through this, through life, and that's what we should be doing. Basically, what it is that there is a reality, and it's the only reality. It's the living truth of life, the eternal presence of heaven, of the harmonic of the original creation, or the original song of creation, or the original vibrational frequency of the original creation exists constantly within our reach, and we can entrain to that. And the modern world that we're in is a distortion frequency. And we're conditioned to entrain to that distortion frequency. And so we feel disconnected. We don't feel in our power. And we don't think, that we're in our power. And we don't think, our mind isn't aligned with it either. And this leads to behavior that does two things. One, it makes us feel more and more disconnected. And so we try to find it if we're, you know, don't like the suffering anymore. And two, through the disconnection and the behaviors and the thoughts and the feelings, it generates more of a discordant reality. So we're creating more discordance through our reaction to feeling disconnected. So what we need to do, what we focus on in superhero training, is understanding that we're in control of all of this, and that the psyche is like a whirling vortex, and we need to go to the epicenter of the psyche, which we call soul consciousness, and from there we can connect with the epicenter of truth, with the epicenter of power, with the epicenter of love, and we can call that God if we want, but we don't have to put a name on it. We don't have to get into any stories of religiosity or mythology, or, you know, any belief system whatsoever. We can just purely navigate through a feeling experience, and the proof is in the pudding. A spiritual walk is a deep, deep certainty, a deep knowing that ignores pretty much the world and all appearance of reality, all the appearances that our senses are absorbing. Because there's not necessarily any evidence in this world. If you're stuck in a city and you're absolutely dissociated from the wonder of life, or your feeling experience of it, I mean, it's all a wonder. But what we're into is going in to an epicenter of consciousness. And we navigate to that point through faith, absolute certainty. In Sanskrit, it's called nischa. So that holds you in dead, deep center, and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, that center, as you go along the path of your own self-discovery. And what is revealed in there is an eternal mystery being revealed. So that's why we have reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude towards that mystery. So the spiritual walk in the world is walking with that faith and feeling the changes within you as you do that. And the more reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude you have towards the mystery within you through that point of consciousness, through faith and soul consciousness, the more that mystery is revealed in you as you. You understand? So this isn't something we can philosophize about or intellectualize about. That's why we're into the essence. It's about communicate the essence, understand the essence, and practice, 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 so that you become a living experience of this truth, which is unique to you. It's absolutely unique to you. It's unique to every single one of us. We're all unique souls. And so the truth is revealed in us in a unique way. There isn't a one-size-fits-all spirituality or a one-size-fits-all religion or a book or anything. It's just you must find your truth through your own experience. And the experience is through a practice. And that practice is a way of being. It's an orientation of your imagination and your feelings. So you focus on a point of focal concentration of faith, epicenter, a million times smaller than the grain of sand, a point of light within you with reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. And from there, you can navigate within yourself and find what's in there. And how it feels to you, how it looks to you is absolutely unique. If we were into religion or promoting religious concepts or ideologies, then we tell you what's in there and we tell you what you should be experiencing and all the rest of it. But that's not what we're into. We have our own unique experiences and which we're into, but what we do is we just share the essence with you so you can find your own. So it's a focal point, reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. Moving in a deeper experience of yourself, becoming more and more empowered from that, and then walking your walk in the world, the unique one that you're supposed to do. That's spiritual empowerment. And I'm sure Ariel has got her unique perspective on it. The second question, the Christ thing, how are you to look upon the death of Christ? It's all symbology. It's all mythological images. Regardless of whether he walked on the face of the earth or not. Some of us are more into Jesus than others. I'm really into Jesus. It's just the way it's been in my life. I love that mythology. I love that story. I love the whole thing. It's wonderful, 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 and very empowering for me. Other people can take it or leave it. So the thing is not to get bound up into the story of the ego story, which is the story of Jesus, the man. What we want to get into is the mythological images, the symbols that are being demonstrated and therefore activated in our own psyche. And what it is this, if you practice, if you walk the walk as I described, then your physicality, your physical body, your ego, your personality, the man you think you are and have believed yourself to be, will become upgraded, a spiritualized version of that, and will absolutely start to walk in a landscape of eternity, not just in this physical material world with his own little story and his own family and his own dreams and his own ambitions and his own perspective and his little point of view on it all, but a vastly different version of that where the being that you are is walking in eternity, in a landscape of eternity, never ending. It never began, it will never end. And during that experience, there is this facet of that experience, which you call Michael, in this physical material world. And it's just a facet of this whole experience. But it's a very, 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 very important facet where you get to develop the ability, which is basically your virtues, in order to handle your own power, which is an infinite power. It is the power of, we can call it the power of God because that's what's in there. That's what's inside of us when we go in there. The power of God is in there. The truth of God is in there. The love of God is in there. So we're learning, we're developing the qualities to be able to, manage that power in a masterful way. And this world, this facet that we call, that you call Michael, is the perfect place to do it. And the world is the perfect training ground for you to express it in, but it's a virtual reality. None of this is actually real in terms of absolute truth. And so what Jesus demonstrated, arguably, whether he walked on the face of the earth or not, it's absolutely irrelevant. What the mythological images convey is that the hero's journey really begins in earnest through a terrible ordeal, which is the crucifixion of the self. And the cross represents space and time. So it's the time-space continuum, the intersection of space and time in the Jesus mythology, in the absolute heart of the man. Now, if it was a yogic story of a yogi, the intersection would be a little higher. It would be in the center of the brain, in that seat of consciousness. But in the Christian mythology, it's the heart. If it was in an Eastern, Chinese, Japanese, it would be lower. It would be in the lower dantian. It would be all about that center there. So it doesn't matter which center we're talking about, but as long as we're talking about the center, it's the same thing. So the time and space continuum intersects in the epicenter of consciousness, which is soul consciousness, and then as you go through soul consciousness, you go out of space and time. You go into, in the Jesus mythology, which is called Christ consciousness, or in Buddha philosophy, it's called Buddhic consciousness. It's a level of consciousness. That's what it is. It's a level of consciousness, which means you have a level of understanding, a level of you live in a certain embrace of eternity and infinity, but it's still connected to the physical world. It's still a man. Buddha was a man, or Gautama was his name. A Buddha was the level of consciousness he achieved. Jesus was a man, and Christ was the name of the level of consciousness he achieved. So it's connected to the human world. That's the important thing to, that's what, it's a bridge. The Jesus mythology is a bridge. It's a door that if you understand the mythological images and you apply them to your world, and that's what we do in superhero training. We translated those mythological images, but because it's the essence, it lines up with yogic, the purest yogic understanding. It lines up with the purest Buddhic understanding, and it lines up with the purest Sufi understanding, which is the mystical element of Islam, what we call Islam, or the Muslim religion. The Sufis were the mystics of that. The original Christians were the mystics, the original mystics. They weren't religious, they weren't in any way into religion. They were into the application of Gnosis, the Gnostic Gospels. This is all instruction, how to live your life very simply through faith, which is the epicenter of concentration, and then a blend of your awareness, which is your imagination. What are you aware of? How big are you thinking in terms of eternity and infinity? And then it comes through you as a point. Your human story is relevant. It's absolutely perfect. It's the proving ground for you to demonstrate that you have the awareness and the attitude, the feeling state, which is reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. It's an alchemy. Ho'oponopono, compassion. All of these, this is an attitude, an alchemy of attitude. So very simply, the human world, the Michael's world, is an opportunity for you to demonstrate the faith and the awareness and the attitude equation. That's all it is. It just, consciousness is interfacing with energy. That's all that's happening. Consciousness is having an experience in a world of energy, and the energy responds to the state of consciousness. It responds. It's like a mirror effect. Your body, your physical body, is in the world of energy. So as you spiritually become more alive, as you focus on your spiritual inner world through faith, awareness, and attitude, that's all it is, then the proof is in the pudding. The world reflects to you the empowerment of that. So you become a more empowered version of Michael. And what the Jesus story represents is a massively effective demonstration of that. The effect was so strong that it's defined the landscape of modern civilization like nothing else has. That's just a simple fact. There's all these other religions, and they have their place, but no one single name has had the impact on modern civilization as the name Jesus Christ. It's absolutely redefined modern civilization. So, and it also triggered a reaction from the controlling powers of extreme violence and, attack towards whoever was into the mystic gnosis of that, of the significance of that mythology. And so we know there's something there because of the, it just proves it's proof of the value of the mystery. But the thing is, don't get mixed up in the ego story and the ego trip, which is what the religions do. And then they get into the dogma and the idolatry of the image. In this case, Jesus on the cross, or it could very well be, dancing Shiva or Ganesha or Hanuman or, Krishna, whatever, just worshipping the image, worshipping the form, worshipping the deity. What it is life communicating to us through archetypal patterns, mythological images, stories. It's communicating to us a code, a pattern, a code of conduct, a way of being. And what we need to do is extract the essence from it, which very simply is faith and an awareness of who you honestly are in an eternal landscape with an infinite amount of possibility at your disposal, and the opportunity that you have and the challenge that you have to demonstrate that in this world of form. And in order to do that, you have to have a certain feeling frequency, a certain attitude towards yourself, towards the inner world, and towards the outer world. And that's a blend. It's an alchemy of reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. And you can call it compassion, or whatever you want to call it. And that's what the Jesus story, the mythological images, the hero's journey in there, that's what the man walked with. He was an embodiment of the living truth, the eternal truth, which exists in us all. The Christ consciousness exists within us all. It shines out of all of our eyes. And he was an embodiment of the love, the expression of the love, the compassion. And that was demonstrated through the healings, the miraculous healings. And then the power of that truth and the power of that love, it gives you power. And that power drives out darkness. It absolutely drives out darkness in all of its manifestations, whether we're talking about a conceptual, a mythological, archetypal darkness, or we're talking about the coalescing of darkness over the millennia as millions and millions and, or billions and billions of souls have invested in ignorance and lived without faith, without in the ignorance of the ego's landscape, the small world, and without the love, without this compassion. And so the consequences of that are very, very real. Thought forms, astral forms, entities, devils, demons, and black goo, geometries that are to trap, these geometries of the matrix, these black cubes, all this cube stuff. These are all different aspects of manifestations of creation that reflect ignorance and the lack of love. So there's no point in trying to fix any of that shit. We can't fix the matrix. The matrix is a consequence of ignorance. What we need to do is live in truth and love and power, real truth, real love, real power. And as we do that, we the reality, the real world, emerges from within us. It becomes an inner experience that we experience as our own inner life, and then it manifests around us as a world, the world that we actually live in, that we actually live in. And of course, we can still, bump realities with all of these other ones that I've just described that have the absence of love and the consequences of it, and they've been there for a very long time, and they're extremely entrenched. But that is the nature of the matrix. The dark matrix, the world that we're living in, is a counterfeit creation. It's a virtual reality that has been generated by, and it's extremely well documented. Check out the Gnostic, all the Gnostic information on this. This is probably the oldest information that in great detail. All the Gnostic understanding of the Archons, the Archons, the Archon influence. Rudolf Steiner was into this. He knew all about it. All the great teachers know about it. Jesus called it evil and cast out the demons, which are manifestations of this. They have existence in these astral realms, but none of it is alive. None of it has any eternal life. These are just shadows, opaque shadows that have some form in the wonder of this this virtual reality that we're living in, the energy world. Yeah. So you just go for it, man. Just go for it. Stick to the essence. Stick to the essence. Practice, practice, practice. And you said, and I laughed, that you want to know the answers to all the questions. Well, good luck on that one, mate, because you're going to be there for a long, long time, brother. The main thing is just to be in wonder, to live in wonder. The best definition I ever heard of Raja Yoga is wonder. One single word, wonder. That's a definition by Ramana Maharishi of the Raja Yoga, which is what we're into with the soul consciousness stuff. So be in wonder, exist in wonder, and live in faith, epicenter of consciousness, Nisce, burning Nisce, turn up the heat on that, take it deeper all the time, and understand that you're living in an eternal landscape with infinite possibility flowing through it, in every facet of creation, and nurture that attitude of reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude.
One quick question to that. If I may, Nick.
You may, brother, as long as Ariel says it's okay,
Go ahead, brothers. I'm gonna have to go, but go for it. I love you, and I think that this is what it comes down to. So really,
yeah, right.
Seriously, yeah, it really does. You know, make sure you have a spiritual practice in the morning, Michael. The way you start your day, the way you wake up, the first thoughts you have, just bring them to the light. And go ahead and ask your question too, and Nick can answer.
Simple. It's much simpler. But just how do we sort of stay grounded in the understanding that the essence or the mystery is benevolent, right? As we move away from, the mythology of God giving us his only son, you know, as we move away from, it sounds like, you know, that's not that we're moving away from it, but as we're trying to understand it at like a higher level of thinking, a higher ordered level of thinking, how do we also keep in mind that this whole experience is good? You know, that God is benevolent.
Well, you know, his son, the only son is Christ. It's not Jesus,
right.
The man. The only son is the Christ consciousness. God is a spiritual child from a spiritual being.
Okay.
So that is a level, we're talking about a level of consciousness, and that level of consciousness is called Christ. So he gave, you know, the only son is Christ, and we are all part of that sonship. That's the truth. Now, religions distorted that and put it in onto Jesus the man and said that Jesus is the only son of God. But that's complete bullshit. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And Jesus wasn't into that at all. The Christ consciousness was speaking through Jesus, the Christ consciousness. So the proof of the benevolence of life is life itself. You know, there isn't just our version of it and what we've done with life and how we've interpreted it and lived it and expressed it and causing all this suffering is our fault. It's you know, it's no one else's fault but ours. So that's free will. We can do what we want with the power that we have at our disposal. But the whole thing is for us. Whether we're suffering in pain and being tormented in the fires of hell, it's for the purification of consciousness, but how we got there is by our own design, and how we can get out of it is by our own design. Any suffering that we're experiencing in life, you know, and people, souls are having hellish experiences within themselves, but there's a way out of that at our disposal, anytime, any place, anywhere. So everything is for the purification of consciousness anyway. That's the good news. And really and honestly, consciousness is not emotionally involved. So consciousness probably isn't emotionally involved, whether it's suffering or whether it's having the best day ever. Because in actual fact, the super intense, you know, really painful times in life are the ones where the most growth is anyway. So, you know, all things work for the good of those who love God. So always look on the bright side of life, brother. Check out the Life of Brian every now and again as your spiritual study. But listen, hey, Michael, we could talk all day about this,
love
and
it.
I'm happy to do that with you. You should email me, successoptionnow@gmail.com, and we can set up a call and have a nice conversation about this privately out of this other forum. There might be other people that want to speak. Second thing is, you need to go to my website, nickgoodpd, personal development, pd.com, nickgoodpd.com. Under relationships, click on Love Jesus, Can't Stand Religion. Read that PDF file and get into those meditation practices, and a lot of those questions that you have will be answered.
Okay.
So, hey, Ariel, is Ariel still there?
Okay, no, brother, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, bro. Hey, bro, are you going to... Do we have to go? I didn't understand that. What's going on?
No, she had to go. She only had an hour. She had an appointment, but...
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, so I just caught the last bit of the call. Yeah, fantastic.
Awesome, man. So we're getting excited, bro. Can you just calm us down, brother, please, and just bring us into a cool yoga?
Very, very exciting. So everyone can just take a deep breath and relax. Keep calm and carry on.
Keep calm and carry on. Oh, I love it. Is Michael still there? No, the other one.
Michael, brother. I don't know. Is he still there?
I think he's gone.
He must be,
anyway,
he's keeping calm and carrying on, hopefully.
Oh, no, I'm still here. Sorry, I was on mute.
Good.
Okay, so cool, thank you, guys. Blessings, love. Thank you so much.
All right, man. We love to answer these really deep questions. Thank you very much for asking it, bro. Respect. Hardly anyone asks those questions, mate. It's awesome. I love that caliber of questioning. It really, really, really shows a deep interest in those inner dynamics. And it's important to understand these things if you're that way inclined. It's not necessary if you're very, very simple and you just love the practice and the essence. But if you're that way inclined, if you're into contemplation, jnana yoga, the light, illuminating yourself through contemplation of scripture and contemplation of deep study and inquiry, it reinforces your psyche in a very, very, very positive way. It's not necessary. Some people are into just essence and you know, just doing physical yoga or karma yoga or whatever, and it's all good. So thank you, mate. Thank you. And email me, successoltranow@gmail.com, and check out the Love Jesus, Can't Stand Religion stuff.
Okay, thank you, brother.
All right, mate.
Fantastic. Yay. Well, I just thought I'd pop on quickly, say hello.
How does it feel to be back in Kauai?
It's very interesting, actually. Yeah, I've become aware of how super chilled Kauai is relative to other places. You know, it's
awesome.
Such a kapha island. You know, it's wet, hot, slow. I mean, it's like extreme kapha energy. And I don't think it's the place to create anything long term, but it's definitely a beautiful spot just to relax and give blessings. So yeah, I'm really enjoying
awesome,
it.
Man.
Really enjoying it. Yeah, short term, the tropics are fantastic.
Fabulous. So, is there any more questions? What's on?
Yeah, do we have any questions? If anyone else has a question, press good old-fashioned star 2. We We're very happy. And if you're on the webcast, let's have a look. Oh.
You are a star. A twinkling,
you are a star. Yeah, you are a star. And stars, press star too. We got someone from Burbank, California.
Ooh.
Ooh. So if you want to press star too, we're very happy to connect with your lovely soul. And we have people on the webcast, so feel free to say something in that little box. There's some box around there somewhere. I don't even know what that looks like, but I definitely know there's a box that you can ask a question or say hello. Ding, 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 ding. We don't appear to have any takers. Well, we hope you're all enjoying 2017. It's an intense but wonderful year. Like we were saying on the last call, I think it was. It's, you either get it together and go up very, very swiftly, or you don't, and you go down very swiftly. And good news is that you can choose. And so, you know, get up early and get that power in the morning. Again and again and again and again. You know, one of the things I was thinking, Nick, is that, you know, our job, really, as teachers, if you like, or in inspiring people, is to help others become equal to ourselves. You know, not that we want to make everyone the same as us, but, you know, everyone has the potential to really go for it in their own way. And so we really want that for all of you. There's two ways of going about this. One is come on the calls and listen, it's all nice. And the other is to really just change your life in a way that you're actually doing the practices on a very high level. And, you know, that's where your life changes. And so if you haven't been, then you can start now. And if you have been, then good job and, you know, go to the next level in your practice. But I think, you know, this is really what it comes down to. Years and years go past, and it's all about the feelings. And the feelings come from an inner state, and that inner state comes from soul consciousness and receiving divine love and peace. So that bubbling joy bubbles up nicely, the beautiful bubbles of peace and joy. And as long as we're doing that all the time, then we feel fantastic. So if you haven't been, then it doesn't matter. This now is always the moment of power. So, you know, I think one of the things is never guilt trip yourself. You know, everyone has funny periods of time in their life in one way or another. But it's always coming back to the now and just tuning into that wonderful, wonderful feeling.
Ah, oh, what a feeling.
What a feeling. So, yeah. Any questions we got? Oh, yes, we do have a question from Crystal. Hi, Crystal. Wonderful to hear from you. Would you guys be open to doing a call on Flat Earth and its relation to consciousness?
What'd she say?
Yeah.
Black Earth?
Flat Earth. Do you know what she's talking about?
Oh, Flat Earth. Yeah, yeah. Of course. Of course, bro. I'm the fountain of knowledge, bro. I know everything.
Well, of course. Forgive my questioning of your fountain of knowledge there, brother, but I had no idea what she was talking about. It's being an ignorant person in the middle of the ocean. So yes, Brother Nick will tell you all about it.
You have this beautiful position in the team, brother, where you don't have to bother yourself with this trivia. But some of us, bro, some of us have to man the barricades, bro, and we have to be on red alert to all these things popping up in the human world. I don't think we need to do a call on the flat earth. Let's just say no one knows what shape the earth is, if we're really being honest about it. No one knows what shape the Earth is. And what we do know for sure is that the conventional scientific model doesn't hold up to serious investigation. That's not to say the world is perfectly flat, but it definitely is not perfectly round, according to the mathematics and the measurements that are being taught to us in the school systems and have been for a long time. But does it matter? Does it really matter? We know we're being lied to all the time. We know we're being manipulated all the time. The flat Earth is well-educated conspiracy kind of groups. You know, David Wolf is really, really, really into it. Very intelligent guy, a crusader for truth, specializes in the physical realm. We know that. There's no surprises there. And the flat Earth is just another one of those mind-blowing manifestations of lies and deception that the powers that be are are investing in every single day of our lives. But is it more or less relevant than vaccinations, the terrible damage that vaccinations are doing to all the children and people? Is it any less or more relevant than the chemtrails? What terrible damage chemtrails are doing every day, all day, every day? Is it any more or less relevant than the electromagnetic warfare that's going on? Is it any more or less relevant and significant than the manipulation of our own genetics, of our own DNA? You know, there's all these things. So it has its place, but there's no point in investing a lot of energy into it, because what happens is, if you get sucked into the conspiracy realm and you take a polarized point of view, that this is right and that is wrong, or that this is good and that is evil, what you do is you contribute to the polarized momentum that is gathered tremendous momentum now. It's moving extremely swiftly, and it's taking billions of souls into a really challenging future. So what you need to do is to move out of conflict into a unified experience that is transcendental within yourself. And the only way to do that is to become soul conscious and to access, to move out of the polarized world, which is in constant conflict, the polarized opinions, the mind is in constant conflict with itself. It's just the nature of mind and the nature of the physical world, because it's an energy world made of energy, which has a positive and negative polarity. So the whole thing is in dynamic tension with itself, and within itself there's all of these opposites going on. So what we need to do is to move out of that through the center, the epicenter within ourselves. It takes tremendous discipline and focus of intense faith, and we call that Nisshe in Sanskrit. And you move out of there into this peace and love and bliss which Michael's talking about. And the reason why he doesn't know about the flat Earth, never heard about this, because he's not interested in it. Essentially, it doesn't matter on an eternal landscape. All that matters is the eternal unified experience of peace and genuine power and love and absolute truth. And absolute truth sees the dichotomy, sees the dynamic tension, understands that it's all going on in an illusory realm anyway. And the biggest deception is we're trying to make it real. You see, the conspiracy theorists think that if they can expose enough lies deception, but somehow it's going to turn this illusory world into a real world. But that's not that's not the way it is. The matrix is the matrix, and it's full of deception. So what we need to do is move out of the illusion into the reality, which is a spiritual reality. It's not a physical one. And we do that by going within ourselves. And if you're interested in these subjects, and I'm interested in these subjects, it's good to be able to understand them and also put them into correct context where they don't have power over you. If you become obsessed with it, and especially if you become emotionally charged about it, the emotions are the very glue that's keeping you stuck, you as consciousness entangled in the matrix, which is polarized. It has this polarity of positive and negative, but the positive and negative are just names we give to the energy dynamics. It's all still the matrix. So that's, you know, we have the Lucifer as the light of the matrix, and we have the, you know, these dark subhuman, whatever you want to call them, Aramanic forces as the, you know, the things that are pulling souls down. But you can't get out of the matrix by going into the false light. And the false light is all of this information that generates hysteria and emotional charge. And what we want is the truth. And that is the, you only get to that by going into the absolute faith within yourself and being able to exist in deep, 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 deep center. You have 100 trillion cells. And every single cell has 100 trillion atoms within it. And every single one of those atoms has electrons spinning extremely fast and with, you know, atomic energy flowing through it all. 100 trillion cells with 100 trillion atoms in every single cell. So you have 100 trillion atomic bombs power in every single cell, and it's all spinning. So that alone proves how necessary it is for you to be in deep, 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 deep inner center. As you're just going to be spun out into the polarity world where people are going to be arguing forevermore about what's true and what's not true, but it's all part of the illusion. It's all part of the energy world. We are consciousness. Spiritual beings are not governed or we don't behave. We're not energy beings. Energy responds to us. It does what we tell it to do, but it's responding to the subconscious and the unconscious orientation of the soul right now. And so we need to purify those subconscious and unconscious programmings and patterns by moving in through deep, deep, deep center into this awareness and feeling experience of this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful non-energetic landscape within ourselves. And that's what we can experience as pure, pure peace. Oh, yes. Thank God for that. So I don't think there's any need to do a course per se on flat earth, but we could definitely do one on, all of the, you know, kind of like truth versus illusion. That would be a good thing to do. You still there, bro?
Yeah, bro. I think, you know, it's literally endless expansion. I mean, there's no end to it because the human mind is capable of, you know, going into it. It's like a rabbit hole that never has no bottom, you know, no end to it.
Never end. Infinite.
Yeah, it never ends. So, you know, it's because quite honestly, like when it comes down to it, we're all going to die, yeah, and we're not going to be in these bodies. And the only thing we're taking with us is not any of the knowledge and wonderful theories. It's a state of feeling in our hearts that comes with us. And so, you know, we've only got 24 hours a day. So if we increase our joyful feelings, we've done ourselves a huge favor. And if we don't, then we're kind of screwed, basically. I mean, that's how I'm looking at it nowadays. I've been into a lot of expansion myself, but at the end of the day, that's that's the essence right there. And so, I mean, there's nothing wrong with checking the stuff out, but you have to weigh it up and think to yourself, compared to feeling God's blessings and peace, is checking out all these various theories better? Sometimes it's useful, but sometimes it's gone a bit, you know.
Right, and I'm back. And it's like, is it really worth your time? Because we only have so much time. We only have so much energy to give to our thoughts and our actions and our feelings. And time is very valuable. It's very valuable right now. It said time's as valuable as a diamond, more valuable. It's invaluable. So then the most valuable thing we can do is recharge ourselves with God's power. We don't have to use that word, with divine light, with divine power, because that's actually what we need, and that's what this world needs. We don't need more theories. We don't need more science. We really don't, you know. What we need is spiritual power. What we need is silence. And the ego can take us on upteen circus roller coasters on so many other paths, but we have to stay focused on what's important. Charging yourself with that being and doing genuine service in the world, genuinely helping and serving others. We don't have time for anything else, you know?
It's a funny state of affairs. And one thing I like to ask myself is, how much have I been soul conscious today so far? How many minutes or hours? Hours would be a luxury. Minutes is more, you know, humble. Because soul consciousness means feeling deep bliss and like it's intense, do you know what I mean? The spiritual states we're talking about are intense feelings. Yeah, they're overwhelming. And, you know, so like that's the stuff. Because when you feel intense peace and bliss, then you just don't care about anything, really. And it's not that you don't care in a lazy way. It's just that it doesn't matter. And, you know, Facebook is just full of endless expansion. It's just endless. And it goes on and on, newsfeed, one thing after the next. But what are you taking with you when you die? And what do you feel now? You know, these are like, really important questions to ask ourselves. You know, I mean, I've been into expansion, studying random things and this, that, and the other for years, and knowledge and all, you know, clever and everything. But that ultimately, what shocked me personally is that I'm not going to be here forever, and all I'm taking with me is the state of consciousness that I've achieved as a result of my life. And that's really quite alarming when you come to terms with that. You know, it's like all this great theory, knowledge, and everything, you're not taking it with you. It doesn't stay inside of you. It's the sanskaras, it's the, you know, the beingness and the qualities within us and this state of being and feeling. That's what stays. And when you realize that, it really changes the game completely, because you realize, like, the treasures are the virtues and the feelings. That's what the treasures actually are. So peace is a treasure, bliss is a treasure, love is a treasure, power is a treasure, purity is a treasure, joy is a treasure, yeah, contentment is a treasure. These are like real things, and from those things, that's how we create in the physical world around us. So we start if you feel depressed and stressed out and like confused and spinning out, you can't do anything really. Do you know what I mean? You can't, like, it's hard to do any work. It's hard to think properly. It's hard to deal with people. You can't really do anything. When you feel ease and grace, bliss, it's like life is just a game. It doesn't matter. It's all fun and games. And you can create stuff easily, you know, and you can handle things. That's why those things are the treasures. It's taken me 20 years to come to terms with this stuff. Do you know what I mean? So I'm kind of giving you the 20-year update. But that's the stuff. Do you know what I mean? That's what's coming with us. That's what we got. Everything else changing, people changing, situations changing, bodies changing.
everyone's basically getting older and on their verge. It's like getting older and going to die. Yeah, that's just the reality. What you take with you is a state and the feelings. At the end of the day, what my personal aim this year is that as long as I feel good in my heart and soul, then I don't care, actually, about anything else. And chances are I'm going to have the best year of my life and achieve all sorts of remarkable things. But that's secondary to feeling good and just feeling just fantastic. And so that's my advice to everyone. Just focus on feeling good is more important than anything else. Whether it's achievement in the world, theories about various things, and all the other stuff. I'm not trying to, you know, guilt trip anyone. If you want to check out, you know, stuff on YouTube, you know, go for it. But just remember that the feelings is what's coming with you. And the more you feel good, the more you feel good. So the more you feel good, 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 and everything's awesome.
And the beautiful silence. So, thanks, Sarah. There's a lot covered today. Were there any more questions or anything else to share, anything else from Nick? We just have beautiful silence and peace. Okay. Okay, wonderful. So I think we can just all really focus on soul consciousness is feeling yourself to be a spiritual light, a beautiful being of bliss, beautiful being of consciousness. In the material world, second, you're the one who influences the material world. As your consciousness changes, as you emit those beautiful feelings, and like Nick talked about, those beautiful virtues, and your world around you changes as well. So just stay focused on that. We can't really stay focused on so many things at the same time or we lose track. So just staying focused on that essence. And, of course, carrying on doing your work in the world, as I know you all are really developing that, and that's your intention to do good work in the world.
Yes, wonderful times. Wonderful, wonderful times. Yeah, and thank you all for being here, for showing up. And this is special place, special family. We're all here together. And lovely to hear your voice, Brother Nick. What a blessing.
Yeah, it's so good to hear you.
Yay. Feeling good. It's a nice surprise. Good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish Nick was here with us and Hanalei now.
Yeah, I can just imagine Brother Nick here. You know. It's fantastic. Superhero training emerged out of Kauai, has to be said. The island vibes. It wouldn't be here otherwise. And honestly, I'm surprised we pulled it off because it's so chilled and so humid.
It's hard to get
work done. I'm just like, gosh, I'm surprised I could manage to do anything, actually, relative to the sort of less humid, colder temperatures where you can sort of focus easier. Incredible. So, yeah, we're all giving thanks to Brother Nick for coming over here to begin with and doing miracles and wonders. And so much has emerged, looking back over these years, so much has emerged from humble beginnings and mad ideas and crazy dreams and massive action. So thank you, brother. And,
man. We just do what we do, don't we?
Yeah, we do what we do. We're inspired based on the wonders within us to create.
Oh.
So, blessings to everyone. Yeah, the story continues to unfold in unexpected and bizarre ways.
Absolutely.
Well, I love you all very much, and we're just enjoying and appreciating you and your beautiful soul, who you are, beautiful being, and just keep focusing, and you're gonna re-experience that more and more because it's your intention, because you're here. So just keep it with you, and love you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are.
Yay. Lots and lots of love. Big hugs. And talk to you soon.
Blessings.
Aloha.
Aloha.